Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Right on, dreams Hi, this is Ricky Chaplin. Well, I'm still in the United States this week. I'm just about to return. And so I have to thank this week Peter Greco for filling in for me. And he's got a couple of really good interviews coming up. First, he's going to be speaking to one of the conveners of the Albinism Conference to be held in Cairns in Queensland in September. And then he's going to be speaking with Stephen Jolly about a very important petition to do with audio description. Thanks very much, Peter.
Let's speak to Nicole Tobin-Donnelly, who's one of the co-conveners for the Albinism Conference coming up in Cairns. Nicole, thank you for your time.
No problem, Peter. How are you?
Very well. More importantly, how are things coming along as far as the conference go?
Wonderfully. We're really excited about having the conference in Cairns this year. It is the first time it's been out of a capital city, and to have it in Cairns, which I must say a few people with albinism were a bit reluctant because they're all worried they'd get fried to a crisp up here. But we've managed to convince most of them that it's not that bad. We, living in the tropics ourselves, I don't have albinism, but my daughter does, and Belinda, our other co-convener, she has two children with albinism, that we just have to live to the conditions, and you just make sure you're wearing ankle-to-wrist clothing for most of the year. We've got a lot of exciting things. We've got one of the head ophthalmologists from the Brisbane, from Queensland Health, coming up for our conference. We've got Peter Freeney, who's an Erlend specialist. What we're finding is that a lot of people with albinism, because their sight is so impaired because of the glare, that Erlend's lenses are helping a lot of these people actually see. My daughter, for example, can she's more fortunate than most people with albinism, and she has can read the second line of the eye chart when she goes to the ophthalmologist. Yeah. But with the Erlend's lenses, she can read the fifth line of the chart, and the which nearly makes her, she will be able to drive with that ability. So the ophthalmologists have said they just can't explain how that is, because the nerves at the back of her eyes are so small that she shouldn't be able to read the fifth line. And obviously these lenses make a difference. So we've got them coming up to talk about what they do with Erlend's lenses. We've got child psychologists coming to talk to the children about resilience and bullying. And then they're going to be talking with us, you know, to the rest of the group in a question and answer session about a lot of psychological issues that people have, because when you have vision impairments, you know, often things don't go. You often have a battle. You know, life is a battle. Mm. And it's often getting people, psychologists, anything to help you, some, you know, giving you extra ideas of coping mechanisms and all that sort of thing. So we also find with the Albinism Conference that it's the fellowship and the having other people, be surrounded by other people that have these side issues, that you're not alone. You know, there's other people facing these battles with you, and it's just great to have, you know, the extra, yes, and the support group and all that sort of thing. And that's what we are trying to be, a support group for the whole albinism community, because it's only 1 in 17,000. So we only have, you know, around 500 people in this country with albinism. But, you know, if they can network with each other, it's going to mean that they have more support. And when you have, you know, in the case of a lot of the children that are coming through, able-sighted parents, you know, they can be the advocates that then go forward and help them, you know, in the political circles and all that sort of thing. We've been really fortunate that my local MP, Warren Ench, who's received a lot of press for other things.
Yes, he has indeed.
He has indeed. He printed all our conference. He's printing all our booklets for us. He's printing. He printed all our membership forms that we sent out, all our conference packs and everything that we did. His office was wonderful and did all of that for us. So, and he's going to come and open the conference for us. And so we've had a lot of support in the community. We've got, you know, sponsors like the local Good Price Pharmacy and Night Owl convenience stores have given us so many things for prizes and speakers gifts and all these sorts of things. So we've been very fortunate that the community's gotten right behind us, and there's a lot of support to bring people to Cairns to show them that, especially you're in the sun, but you don't need to get, you're not going to get burned and all that sort of thing. But, and I'll just go on, you know, there's other speakers as well. Like we have Gareth Ward, who is an MP in the New South Wales Parliament. He has albinism, but his father, Malcolm, is going to be one of our speakers as well, because, you know, how to raise a successful child with albinism sort of thing.
Terrific.
Because just to, for someone who's been through the journey so many years before, a lot of us, because we're finding that a lot of our older members, you know, they've had a really rough life. You know, they didn't get much support, you know, when they were growing up, going through the educational institutions and all that sort of thing. And we're finding that, you know, some of these parents who've been through the cycle 30-plus years ago are wonderful sources of information for us, and they can even help some of our older members still who are wanting to do more study and that sort of thing, because we're still finding that people have problems. They try to go to, you know, when they go to university to get a large print examination, often they still are facing hurdles, which is just terrible in this day and age.
Now, it's coming up in late September.
So our cocktail party to kick off our conference is on September 25, and we've got the conferences on September 26 and 27 at the Cairns Hilton.
Okay.
But if any of your listeners have any concerns, our email address is conference@albinismaustralia.org.au, and my mobile is 0418 77 2258.
Okay, so people can register. It's not too late to register?
No, it's not too register. We have a tri-booking facility that they can register through, so we'd be so happy to have even more people coming along. And, you know, if anyone has any queries, don't hesitate to call me, but of course leave a message if I'm busy, because, you know, we mums are busy ladies a lot of the time when we're working too. Yes, and we definitely would love to see more delegates come if they want to. And on the website, we have a bit more information about the program and all that sort of thing and who's coming. So we've the other co-convener, Belinda, she runs goalball in Cairns, and they've just been to the international championships in China.
Yeah.
She took the national team over there.
Fantastic.
And so we talk about, you know, vision impairment and how can you be involved in sport and what sports are out there, you know, for, and the people she took over there, it wasn't children, it was an adult goalball team. So most of the people on the team have little or no vision.
Yeah.
And those who actually have slightly, almost legal vision, they actually have to wear blindfolds so that everybody is blind playing goalball. So there's so many wonderful things where we can offer people, not even if they don't have albinism, they have vision impairment. We're basically dealing with we've got educational consultants coming up from Queensland Education and Vision Australia, and guide dogs bring some guide dogs up from Townsville and all that sort of thing. So the children who may be going to be needing a guide dog in the future can see a bit more of what that's going to be like.
Nicole, we'll just grab those details again. So the email address is
conference@albinismaustralia.org.au.
So that's phone number?
0418 77 2258.
Terrific. Well, Nicole, we wish you well, but I'm sure it'll be very successful, and here's hoping you get a good roll-up and plenty of people get a lot out of it.
Thank you so much, Peter.
That's Nicole Tobin Donnelly, who's one of the co-conveners for the Albinism Conference coming up in late September in Cairns. And if you missed her, Nicole's telephone number again, 0418 77 2258. Well, Stephen Jolly is a man who we all know, particularly on radio. He's a great advocate at the moment. He's got a bit of a campaign going on change.org to get audio description on television. And it's great to welcome Stephen to the program. Stephen, good to catch up.
Yes, how are you going, Peter?
Pretty good. Now, you've had a good response so far. You've only just launched your campaign, and already you've got over 350 people that have chimed in.
Yes, well, I can update you on that, because I did my homework just before you called me, and we're up to 464.
Brilliant.
A few minutes ago. So I'm sure with the help of your vast audience, we'll be able to get well over 500 by the end of tonight.
Now, Stephen, why are you doing it?
As many of your listeners would understand, and I know you do, television can be a bit tricky when experiencing it and sharing it with other people, because television has two components. It has the audio component and the visual component. For us who can't see or who can't see very well, we miss out on a lot with television usually because the visual element is so important. But it doesn't have to be like that. There is a process known as audio description, which I'm sure you've talked about in the past, where a commentary can be provided to enable people who can't see what's happening to have it explained, what's going on screen. It's been available in Australia in the theatre for various performances for over 20 years now, and it is there on many DVDs. When you look at the DVD, there's a symbol that indicates that there's an audio description channel available. Well, we need it for television, and we're not seeking something new. We're just seeking catch-up with what's going on in so many other countries in the world. In the UK, in the United States, in New Zealand, in other countries in Europe apart from the UK, there is a certain amount of the programming each week that has an audio description channel accompanying the presentation. So people choose to tune in to this audio description and have the presentation from our perspective enhanced by having it explained what's going on. So we need it here in Australia, and it looks like the only way we can do it is for the television providers to be required to do it through government regulation. So we have this petition asking Minister Turnbull, the Minister for Communications, to change the law so that television free-to-air providers are required to provide this service.
How can people participate in the petition?
We're using a website known as change.org, which is very good for facilitating this kind of community voice and initiation of change. When you go to change.org, you'll see that it's quite a range of very appropriate and meritorious causes that are being petitioned. And amongst all of those, we have a petition for audio description. So what people can do is go to a website which will link you to the change.org petition, or you can search for it. And I can explain, if you like, how to get to that now. So what you can do is, a straightforward way is to search using Google or any other search engine that you use for audio description and the word jolly, and that'll bring up a list of sites which will have links to the petition page. Audio description jolly, that's my name, J-O-L-L-E-Y. Or you could go to a Vision Australia page. Vision Australia have been very supportive. visionaustralia.org/AD on TV. So that's visionaustralia.org/AD on TV. And there you will see a story which links to the petition page. And I look forward to seeing lots of signatures from your great audience.
Terrific. Stephen, good luck, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria, and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247-251, Flinders Lane, Melbourne, Victoria, 3000. Our national office contact number is 03 96 54 1400, or toll free 1-800-033-660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au. Right on.